Bring in our betting partner, Tristan Merlihan from Top Sport, home of the Top Sports betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1800 858 858. Hello, Tristan.
G'day, Jules. How are you going?
Going well. Okay, I've been asking this question and the lines have been running hot. Okay. If you've got to pick a couple of players from any era that never played T20 cricket that would have excelled at T20 cricket, who would you choose?
I'm going to go an international flavour. I think the prominence of the all-rounders have really come to the fore. I would have loved to have seen Sir Richard Hadlee and Kapil Dev both have a crack in the T20 format. I think they would have been two phenomenal cricketers.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Kapil Dev. I thought more people might have nominated Kapil. I'm going to name my team at the back end of the program. I can tell you he's in my side. I've got him. He was the Indian cricketer of the 20th century. He beat out Sonny and he beat out such and so. Kapil Dev, and who was the other one? Sir Richard.
Yeah, Richard Hadlee.
So you're a smart man. You're a smart man. 1300 011 70. Call me up. Tell me your side. Well, while we're on cricket, we've got the Big Bash commencing on the weekend. The Sixers and the Stars. And the Sixers, again, two-time defending champions, Tristan, and they look like the team to beat.
They do look like the team to beat. They're $4.40 favourites to win the entire series. But in the first game, it's a cracking game to start off on Sunday night where the Sixers are $1.80, the Stars are $2. The boys have been working feverishly, getting all of the markets up for all the futures. All the matches will go up later. We're going to have over 200 markets up on literally every single one of those games. But if you jump onto our website now, we've got individual team futures. We've got most wickets, most runs. We've got even what the economy rates for bowlers.
So you've got economy rates, yeah. So like under and over seven, stuff like that? Or
Yeah. So we're picking the key players in each team, and we're going to look at most fours, under and over boundaries, under and over sixes, all these things. If you want to check it out, there's literally too many things for me to explain on this little segment here. So jump onto the site, and I'm sure anything cricket-related you will find there to sink your teeth into. The boys have been working very, very hard on getting these sort of markets up for everyone.
You know, it's funny. I asked Trent Woodhill earlier on the program, the batting guru. He said, Sixers are the team to beat. They're just so well-rounded. And the Stars, as we know, are perennial underachievers in this competition, aren't they? They promise so much. They've got star power galore, but they just can't seem to get that win, the ultimate win anyway. But you look at a side that features Zampa, Maxwell, you know, Stoinis, Cartwright, Coulter, Nile. I mean, you always think they've got to be a chance.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's the case. It's almost been like the Sixers have been just such a really solid team over the years, and they've won it back-to-back, as you say, and the Stars have got that strike power. So it'll be interesting if they can crack it for a win. If they can get a bit of early momentum, then I think the pressure will go off a little bit. But, yeah, their team on paper looks very, very hard to beat every time they go out.
Just out of curiosity, do you have a market on most catches for Big Bash? Non-wicket-keeper
catches. We don't have that one, but it might be something that I could put to the boys because they're always looking for new things to price up. So I might have a chat to them after we get off here and see if something we can create.
There you go. You're welcome. Of course, all attention on the weekend turns to Mount Panorama, the great race. I asked this question. See, I hosted Trivia Nights for over a decade, and I love this question. I'd say to the listeners, within 10 either way, how many laps is the great race? Within 10 either way. Do you know?
Is it 161?
It's 161. Bang on. You know your stuff. But yes, 161 laps in just over 1,000 clicks for that matter. Now, let me ask you this. They're so parochial, aren't they, these supercar fans? Do you have a market as simple as Ford v Holden?
We absolutely do, and the Holden fans will be in good spirits at the moment. They're $1.50. We've had one set of practice so far. Holden's $1.50 to be the winning car. Ford's $2.65. Mm. So definitely favourites for the Holden fans. But there's been some interesting warm-up laps, so it'll be interesting what happens. But to win the actual race itself, Holden drivers SVG and Garth Tander are $4.20. Jamie Wincup, Craig Lowndes, $5.50 second pick. Then the shortest of the four drivers is Anton Di Pasquale and Tony D'Alberto, $7.50. It's a very even race at the moment, $4.20 the favourite. So we've got markets up there, podium finish, top six, top 10, top Holden, anything you can poke a stick at. And the one that's getting a lot of interest at the moment, actually, is the Aussie versus New Zealand winner. And the Aussies are $1.25 and the Kiwis are $4. So very interesting market there.
Yes, Fiji, of course. No, it's interesting because just on this Ford v Holden thing, 1,000 clicks, 161 laps. I mean, there are so many variables. It can be a rogue kangaroo. It can be the weather. I just think there's so much value, if you like a punt. There's so much value in this race.
Oh, absolutely. And We've gone to great extent to put up some unique markets for the race itself. We've got matchups, we've got car matchups, we've got finishing positions over and under for virtually every driver in the field. So if you have your favourite driver, even if you don't think the duo can necessarily win the race, you might be able to back him to finish in the top 10. There's so much value, as you say. You can jump on the site, on the app, have a look in between all the practice rounds. The guys are getting the prices back up ASAP. They're all up on site as we speak.
Yep, great stuff. We'll go to the website and download the app, of course. Thank you, Tristan. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks, Jules.